Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi continues for the 22nd day of Elul, Erev Shabbos, Nitzavim Vayelech. We are in chapter 3 of Ta'anit, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah number 6. Maaseh, there was an event, Sheyardu Zakenim Yerushalayim Le'arehem. The elders went out from Yerushalayim, where they'd been sitting in the court, as the Sanhedrin, Le'arehem, to their own local cities, where they're from. The Gozru Ta'anit, they declared fasts throughout Eretz Yisrael. Al Shinire, because what had appeared, Kimlo Pi Tanur Shidafon Ba'ashkelon. Enough Shidafon, recall yesterday, that's crop damage caused by blight, by strong winds that dry out or destroy the crops. So that had appeared in Ashkelon, and enough to fill the mouth of an oven, a fairly small amount. I mean, how much bread can you stuff in the mouth of an oven? Even back then, the ovens might have been the volcano-shaped ones or the box-shaped ones we learned about in Maseches Shabbos. But not a lot of damage had been done yet, and yet our sages said this is dangerous enough that we need to start fasting. Bart Nur points out Ashkelon back then was an Eretz Plishtim. So it wasn't even a city that was considered within the classical borders of Eretz Yisrael. We all know where Ashkelon is now. It's down south in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem on the coast, very nice. But back then, it wasn't even in Eretz Yisrael proper, and yet it was close enough that we considered Shidafon there as being a danger to all of Eretz Yisrael. The Od Gazru, they also made a Ta'anit on fasting, Al She'achlu Zeivim, because the wolves ate Shnei Tinokot, two young boys, Be'ever Yarden, on the other side of the Jordan River. This is the Hayara that we discussed yesterday, that they normally only come out at night, so here they came out during the day, and God forbid, ate children, even though it was on the other side of the Jordan, we were still concerned. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Lo Al She'achlu, they didn't even eat children, Ele Al Shinira, because they were seen in the city. They lost their fear of people, and these hungry wild animals were entering the city looking for children to devour, God forbid. The Mishnah Zion continues a similar theme, Al Elu Matrin Bashabbat. On these we make trua on Shabbat. Now the Gemara says we don't blow a shofar on Shabbat, and trua is normally lashon of sounding a trua on your shofar or your trumpets, your horns, so it could also mean calling out. Perhaps the best translation is wailing. Matrin could be wailing in prayer for salvation on Shabbat. Normally on Shabbat, our prayers are positive and expressions of thanks, but we don't usually make personal requests or talk about problems and calamities on Shabbat. We try to take a psychological and spiritual break from everything we face during the week. But on these, we call out, at least in prayer, even on Shabbat, Al-Ir Shigifu Agoyim, a city that was surrounded by hostile enemy forces, O Nahar, or the river was swelling and threatening to surround the city and drown people or submerge them. Al Hasfina, Hamitorefet Bayam, a Sfina that's becoming a trefa, meaning there's holes in it, it's leaking, it's taking on water out in the sea or the river, you know, the people are in danger. In danger right now, so even on Shabbat, we start to call out, at least in prayer, maybe, according to some farshim, even with a shofar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, le'ezra v'lo litzoka. We call out to get help, not as a screaming out of pain and sorrow. And the Barner here explains what we want to do. We call out, and maybe, perhaps, to some authorities, even blow a shofar, le'kabetz et ha'am, to gather people together. Shevo le'ezra l'hashia. People can come and help. You get enough people and enough ropes, you could pull that boat. If it's near the shore, you could pull it to the shore and save the people. If you get enough people together, you might rescue the people who are in danger of drowning or get some sandbags filled up or you do something to help. He says you can call out, scream out, even on Shabbos, to get help. And the Bar Nura says, Halacha shein tokin aleihem b'shofar b'chatzos. So we don't blow a shofar or a trumpet b'shabbat. Elim ken chutzrichu, unless it's required, likbots. To gather the people to save a life, as we learned about in Maseches Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, saving a life, justifies and requires breaking the Sabbath to save a life. So if it was necessary to blow a shofar to get people together to save human lives, we would do that, just as we learned previously that if a building fell down, God forbid, on Shabbat, we would start digging in it to find the survivors on Shabbat, even though we are doing a biblical labor by digging. The mission continues, Shimon Hatimni Omer Af Ola Dever. We also cry out on Shabbat about Dever, about a plague. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. The sages, they didn't agree. They said, on Shabbat, we don't cry out. During the weekday, we cry out enough. Let's take a break on Shabbat. With that in mind, have a great Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit longer because it's Choni Hamagil Day in Mishneh Yomi land. So stay tuned. Yashar Koach.